Blog Talk Radio.
We're your friends,
your friends.
We're your neighbors,
we're your neighbors.
And we'll lend a hand,
lifting hands,
in God's favor.
In God's favor.
We're your friends,
your friends.
We're your neighbors,
we're your neighbors.
Washington, D.C., right among a wonderful closet day. And happy Father's Day to all of you fathers out there in our radio listening audience. We want to thank you for joining us. And we pray a lot that you will sit and enjoy wonderful, wonderful spiritual discussion from the Shaisha of the day. You are listening to this kind of broadcast on the Shaisha. And we want to thank you for coming in. We had a disruption there. I hope that it did not affect our subject. I see the Mayor Shabbat come on. And we're going to invite him in just a minute to speak with you. A that is really called heaven that the Father has not spoken to me here. They have to ask them change about the God. And they say to us, why do you say that Ramadan is better than the Father has not? I come back and we don't change the God.
Wa alaikum salam.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, but you're kind of fading out. You know, you're not clear.
Okay, I think I'm probably going to have to go up there and see if I can get it a little clearer. So you need to hold up. So if you're back, you can continue to talk and the humans are broken. You can attend. But I will have to go back on and on to clear on this. So I'm going to talk.
Excuse me? Wa alaikum salam.
Yeah, brother, they didn't want to let me in. They kept rejecting my last four numbers. I had to dial about a dozen times before I could get that number, before they accept the phone number, you know?
Yeah.
They kept saying they didn't get the last four digits of the number. So that's what took me so long, just trying to get back in. It's much clearer now, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, inshallah, everything will go well from here. We want to thank you, our radio listening audience, those of you who are patient enough. As you can see, the difficulties we have sometimes in bringing a show to you from the technical aspect, which is not any fault of ours. We do apologize, but for some reason, they wouldn't accept the numbers we have to dial to let us into the show. So I just had to keep trying until, as you can see, Allah came through thanking him, our creator, and blessed us to start the show again for you. So you are listening to the Sunday broadcast of Imam Shahid Shabab. And again, we want to thank you for joining us. And without any further delay, I bring to you Imam Shahid Shabab.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam.
We want to first start off with prayer. Everything, you know, begins with prayer. Everything created praises the creator that created it. So we are no exception. In fact, we are an exception because we were created by the creator to be the highest of his creation, not the lowest. So this prayer will bring us back to the consciousness of our creator, Allah, the one creator, the one God of all people. With Allah's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer, all praises due to Allah, the Lord of all systems of knowledge, the Lord of all worlds. We give praise to him and him alone. There's no God except him. We ask him to guide us on the straight path. We ask him to guide us away from the crookedness of this world and guide us on his straight path, the path of those on whom he have bestowed his grace and his favors, those whose portion is not wrath, and those who go not astray from his truth once he guide them to his truth. With that said, we will say Eid Mubarak, and that is greetings to all of the Muslims, maybe about 3 billion or so, whatever the number, it doesn't matter. We want to greet you all in the greetings of our celebration. This is our celebration. The Christians have their Christmas, Thanksgiving. But our thanksgiving to Allah is every breath we take until we die. And this month, Allah say, is better than 1,000 months. So this is the greatest celebration. And we celebrate Ramadan only to show our gratitude. We celebrate the ending of this month, giving all praises to Allah, thanking him for blessing us to be able to come through this month, those who were able to fast, and all of those who wasn't able to fast, like myself. If you had the intentions to fast and you just couldn't, Allah say, it's as if though you did fast. In fact, Allah say the believers' intention is better than our action. Then Allah say the disbelievers, their intentions is worse than their actions. So with that said, we'll go right into the topic for today. But we want to say this before we get started into the topic. People, Muslims in particular, the judgment day is the most important part of faith in Almighty God Allah. Why? If you don't really take the judgment day serious, you will not prepare for the judgment day in the hereafter. The way to prepare for judgment day is to prepare for death, physical death, in this world. And the way you prepare for physical death in this world in the judgment day is by submission to the will of our Creator Allah. Submitting completely to his will. I have a movie I watch sometime, and the man, it's a karate movie, and the man was teaching this man to become a master of the martial art. And he said one thing, the last thing you got to do before you become a master is to give up your name, to give up your identity. Now, think about that. We got names. And I'm not talking about Muslim names, but we, even with the Muslim names, we must understand what the man was saying, and what I'm saying is that the only reality is our Creator, is Allah. And our identity is in Allah's reality. We don't have a reality outside of Allah's reality. So who am I? I am Abdullah. We are all supposed to be Abdullah, servants of our Creator. Everything in creation serves Allah. It serves Allah, the Creator, continuously. And not only do it serve the Creator continuously, everything serves and worships the Creator with a joyfulness and a cheerfulness and showing its gratitude for the Creator creating it and giving it the opportunity to share in his love and his mercy and his glory. So we are no exception as people, as humankind. So people, with that said, we want to read from the Holy Quran, a section here, and it's out of the second surah, or chapter of the Quran, called Al-Baqarah. Okay. Bear patiently with us. We're not at our best this day. They say Father's Day, but every day we know we're supposed to respect our mother and father. This is in all the revelations of Allah. Honor thy mother and father, you know. So we acknowledge this day, but we say that every day is a day you are supposed to respect your mother and your father, and that's even if they're not here, you still respect their memory. So So it says here in this section of the Quran, O you who believe, spend out of the bounties Allah have provided for you before the day comes when no bargaining will avail, nor friendship, nor intercession. Those who reject faith in Allah, they are the wrongdoers. Allah, there is no God but Allah, the living, the self-subsisting, eternal. No slumber can seize Allah, nor sleep. Allah's are all things in the heavens and on earth. Who is there that can intercede in Allah's presence except as Allah permitted? Allah knows what appeareth to Allah's creatures as before or after or behind them. Nor shall they compass any of Allah's knowledge except as Allah will it. Allah's throne door extend over the heavens and the earth, and Allah filleth no fatigue in guarding and preserving them, for Allah is the Most High, the Supreme in glory. Let there be no compulsion in religion, deen, way of life. Truth stands out clear from error. Whoever rejects evil and believes in Allah have grasped the most trustworthy handhold that never breaks, and Allah heareth and knoweth all things. Allah is the protector of those who have faith. From the depths of spiritual darkness, He will lead them forth into spiritual light. Of those who reject faith in Allah, the patrons or partners are the evil ones. From the light of Allah, they will lead them forth into the depths of spiritual darkness. They will be companions of the fire to dwell therein forever. Amen. Yeah, so that I chose that because I want us to understand who our Creator is and the seriousness of faith. Most Muslims, most Christians, most Jews, those are the three major religions. Most of the people in those religions are not following the prophets that Allah sent to them to give them guidance. And all of them came with the same truth. They came with the same message because they were sent by the same Allah, the same Creator. And what was that message? The message is still the same. Allah do not change. The message is that Allah said He created us and put us down here on earth to test us, to see who would be best in conduct. And He said He tests us with good and evil, both by way of trial. But Allah says that everything on earth with us as human beings, humankind, will pass away. But Allah says everything with Him in the hereafter will last forever. Allah have no beginning. Allah have no end. And He's eternal from the beginning. He's eternal at the end of all creation. All creation will return back to Allah for judgment. So this Ramadan, I pray that all the believers fasting got the benefit, the spiritual benefit from Ramadan, and they're not just celebrating like, say, Christians. Well, when we was Christians, most of us were celebrating Christmas. You know, this is not a holiday. Life is not a holiday. Now, listen at the word holiday. Hollow means what? Empty. I've seen many hollow trees in the South. I'm from the South, and I've propped them up, and it was a phenomenon amazing to me then, and Allah mentions this in the Quran. I prop the tree up, the hollow tree up, and it falls every time. So Allah says, speaks about the, this in the Quran, and He says those who worship Him, and they are not sincere, they're like a hollow tree, propped up, unable to stand on its own. So people, Islam should take us beyond what we see. And Islam will, if you're sincere, take you and put you where you're supposed to be while you're on this earth, and that is in the hereafter. We are supposed to be in this world, but not of this world's way of thinking. Allah say the root of all evil is the love of this material world. So we have to separate our minds. We have to separate our hearts and souls from this world if we want to save our souls. Allah says, because most Muslims and Christians and Jews and most people in general, you look at them. How do you know they don't really have true worship or know the Creator, who their Creator is, by the way they live, their conduct? They value, their value system is distorted. They place value on things they see. They place value on their family, the physical, their children, themselves. People are calling themselves now gods. People worship their material things, their expensive cars. And all of these things are nothing, as Allah said, but goods and chattels of deception. Allah says in the Quran, the way to emancipate yourself, to free yourself from the evil of this world and the evil of your own self, is to disown both. Disown your own self and disown this world. And then you can come into Allah's world, which is internal. It's inside of us. Allah's world is the internal world of the unseen. Allah says in the Quran, his final revelations, he said, the believers are those who are what? He start off saying, believe in the unseen, who fear Allah. That's first, the fear of Allah. Because if you don't fear Allah, just because you don't see him, then you don't have faith in Allah. We're supposed to fear Allah, even though we can't see Allah. A true believer is believe in the unseen, because though we know we don't see Allah, when we look at ourselves and look at creation, we do see Allah, because who created the creation? Who created you? So when you look at the creation, you should know that there was a creator that created this creation. It didn't come into existence by itself. A creator created this creation, and he created it with a purpose. And the purpose for all this creation is the same. What is that purpose? To serve and worship the creator that created it. So today you got the religious community, Muslim, Christian, Jews, Buddhist, Hindu, whatever. They call themselves by name. You think the world would be in the condition it's in if they were really practicing righteousness? They was practicing discipline and obedience to the will of our Creator, Allah? No, it would not. That's common sense. But common sense ain't so common today. Most people, Allah say, when you forget him, your Creator, you forget your own soul. Now, your soul in you is what gives you intelligence. And your soul in you is what gives you the ability to distinguish right from wrong, good from evil. So if you forget Allah, your Creator, you have no protection from the evil of yourself and the evil of Shaitan, who is a jinn, an evil spirit you can't see. But you see his working in you and in this world, and the evil that you're doing, people are doing in the world. Satan is their partner. They're partners with the devil or the Satan in evil and wickedness. So I want to say to you, people of faith, live every day as if it's your last day, because rest assured that today, it's many people's last day on the planet. And we only have one chance in this life to get our life right for our Creator at the day of judgment. And we don't have time to waste, because once time is gone, it's not coming back for you and wait on you to get yourself together. Wait on you to bring your will in harmony with the will of your Creator. Once time gone, it's gone forever. And we're just here, people, for a short time. Allah call it a fleeting moment. And I was thinking the other day, and I stand to be corrected by anybody listening or the co-host, but the blink of an eye, I believe that the scientists have determined that the blink of an eye is so quick, they can't really capture it, even they can't capture it. So what is my point? We're here like the blink of an eye, and we're gone. We're dead. It seemed like we're here long, but now you can see how time. Prophet Muhammad, prayers and peace be upon him, say, you know when this world is about to, Allah about to end this world, when 6 months will seem, a year will go by like 6 months. And we see now that a year, in 6 months, it seems like a year is going by. You be looking at your bills and everything. You saying, this is another year. It seemed like 6 months ago, it was last year. And you see people dying faster than you ever seen before, because we all got to make that appointment. And Allah Almighty say that He created us, and He created us for a limited, appointed term on this earth. So our time is limited. And He said He created this world for a limited time. And the time for us as human beings and the time for this creation, the material world, is just about up. It's just about to end. So we need to get serious with our faith. We need to take our faith personal too. Allah says on the day of judgment, you won't have no one to be able to speak for you. He said you won't have to get no help from outside of yourself. Listen at what Allah is saying. You won't get no help outside of what's recorded in your heart. It's called the tablets of the heart. You got two angels, one on the right of you, one on the left of every human being, and they record. They record our whole life, all the good we do, all the bad we do. And that record will be presented to us on the day of judgment by our Creator. And Allah say He's going to say to you, read your own record. Sufficient is your record to make out a clear account for you or against you. This is your record right here. And nobody can save you, people. You got people in religion, Muslim, Christian, Jew, worshiping their leaders. You're not even supposed to worship the prophets of Almighty God, Allah. You're not supposed to worship the angels. The only one worthy of worship is the Creator that created all of those things and all people. And He's unseen again. So, you know, just because you're here in this world and you get comfortable, you are making the worst mistake you can ever make. Prophet Muhammad, the last prophet for all mankind, said, be in this world as though you are a wayfarer, a traveler, just traveling through this world, that you ain't gonna stay. So you don't relax and become comfortable here, because before you know it, you're gone and you're not prepared to meet your Lord. Now say this, and I'll let the co-host come on, or anybody else if we have any host, guests. One guy in my hometown, Durham, North Carolina, there was a singing group. They had made a song called It's Rough Out Here. And he said, on the song, one of the things he said is most people can't afford to die. Why we can't afford to die? Because we're not prepared to meet our Creator. Allah say, if you die and you come back to Him and you haven't obeyed His will, He say, you don't want to meet Him and He don't want to meet you. You see? So Allah says, remember me and I will remember you. So we remember our Creator when we remember His divine attributes or qualities, and all of them are good. And I want to say this too to the Muslim community all over the world, Christians, Jews, all religious people, all people in general, but especially the religious community, the Creator of the heavens and the earth, Allah, He only accepts good. You got people accepting their bad and their wickedness along with saying, well, you know, I done good, and now it's all right for me to do this evil. I just ask forgiveness of Allah, and, you know, I can do some good, and I can go back doing my evil, and it's acceptable conduct. This not only hurts and destroys the individual doing it, destroy their soul, but many, many souls looking at them, calling themselves God-fearing people, are led astray from the path of Allah by the conduct of these religious people. And Allah said on the day of judgment, all the people that you lead astray, Muslim, Christian, Jews, and religious community, by your conduct, He said He will put all of their evil deeds on your record and take all of your good deeds off your record and put on theirs, and you will definitely go to hell. And a lot of them, with your good deeds, they're going to paradise. So it's going to be quite a different story on the day of judgment for you Muslim, Christian, Jews, but especially you Muslim, because Allah said He gave the Jews and the Christians a chance in the past to bring His truth to the world, to call the people back to righteous living, to His spirituality inside of themselves. And they monopolized this truth, and they made themselves into gods and told the people Allah had, in fact, entrusted His truth to them for all times, and ain't nobody can get the truth unless it come through them. And they also said that no one will enter paradise unless they be a Jew or a Christian. And now Muslims are saying no one, so-called Muslims, a great majority of them, that no one will enter paradise unless they be a Muslim. Well, everything created is Muslim. Everything by its nature is Muslim that submits to the will of Allah. Allah is not speaking to the Muslims in the Holy Quran. He's speaking to the Mu'minus, the believers. You got people who believe in Allah that haven't took Shahada. That is verbally. But they've taken Shahada in their hearts, in their souls. You look at the way they live. They have manners and respect. Today, you can greet a Muslim, assalamu alaikum, and they, walaikum salam. I mean, you know, like, it's hurting them to give you back a beautiful greeting. Allah says in the Quran, when a beautiful courteous greeting is greeted to you, give one equal or bad. But most of the Muslims, they don't do that. They do just the opposite of what Allah say. And Allah say this in my conclusion. Allah say, if we put the Quran, His final revelation for all people, He said, we put the Quran in front of us, His guidance, His words, His guidance will bring us straight back into paradise, from death, resurrection, back home with Him in His eternity. And He said, if we put the Quran behind us, mean read it, don't obey His guidance in the Quran, it will lead us straight to the hellfire. Assalamu alaikum.
Walaikum assalam. He's talking spiritual. He's telling it right. Make it clear. Imam Shahid Shabazz. Yes, yes, yes. That's who you're listening to, Imam Shaheed Shabbat, today, bringing up a special message about Ramadan. The month of Ramadan is too perfect. And it says Ramadan is better than 1,000 months. And he's letting us know why it's better than 1,000 months. All right. Because it's for our self purification, our improvement, our struggles to try to get closer to our Creator this month. To try to really do His will, follow His guidance, follow His instructions more than ever. And if they haven't been on the right track, you got to step together and get on the right track. And this is to be in a race for who is best in conduct. And we use this month especially with such a busy world we're in. And Allah knew that if we're going to be so busy, we wouldn't have any time to really take out, come together and worship as He has chosen for us to. So He gave us 1 month for us to learn patience, learn how to meditate, to learn how to focus on His will and His way of life that He wants us to live, and to learn why we should live this way. So we're in the race towards all that is good, not all that is evil. It appears from the way that we see things happening in this world that we're in a race for all that is evil. All the corruption and destruction that's going on. But we were also warned in the Quran about this time. And I heard some Muslims, which go to show people that we're not studying, we're not taking time to understand. If we're reading, we're just reading words and don't take time to understand and realize what they say. People say, I don't understand, I'm confused. Why is all this happening? I heard a Muslim sister say this. But all this is going on today, man. It's terrible. I said, sister, it's in the Quran. Read the Quran. Allah tells us why. He tells us the generations that were destroyed before because of the evil wickedness. They refusal to listen, to hear, to obey His will, His way. They want to go on and do things their way. Self is what they were concerned about. And we have the same type of mentality today, a self mentality. Nobody cares about anybody but self. You can see it on the roads and all. People don't want to share. They're jumping in front of you in the cars and all, hollering out at you. No type of respect. Everybody's just going because they want you to know, no courtesy to allow you to get in if you have a long line of cars or something. Nobody wants to let you in front of them, let you in the line. No consideration, no care for one another. This is what we mean. We mean that everyone has turned away from the right path, away from what Allah has taught, away from the God that He sent in the Quran. They've forgotten about it. So we need to have this reminder of Allah, what He teaches.
Excuse me, co-host.
Yes, sir.
I just wanted to correct you. I want to correct you on one thing that you said. It's very important, too. This is the English language we are speaking, and, you know, words carry different meanings. Allah says in the Quran, most people are the way that you are saying. They don't have any regard for Him, and they don't have any respect for the human spiritual life inside of them. Most, not all. I had to just, you know, correct you on that, and you can go ahead on, but it's not all, but it's most. Allah say most throughout the whole Quran. He said most people don't have faith.
I thank Imam Shaheed Shabbat, and I do apologize. I didn't even realize that I used the word all. I definitely didn't mean to say all, because never all. We always have those who struggle in heart to please Allah, but Allah says it will be among not the many, but the few. And so I just wanted to really, I was trying to reiterate what he's saying. I don't know much I can say because he said it all. But another brother gets so childish, he's talking the whole while, that I tried to comment some to just remind us to listen carefully to what he's saying. Because this is a test, as he says. It's a test between good and evil. That's our purpose on earth. We try. To see which one is best in conduct. I mean, good conduct, not worst in conduct. He was talking about doing good and how we treat it. And I was So yesterday, we had in the messenger, a sister sent out a message, and she's talking about how they treat the people who struggle so hard to do good. So you find that in your family, the ones who are trying to do good are the ones who are being ignored. But all the attention is given to that person who is doing evil, doing wrong, and they're being praised and rewarded. While the good person, nothing hardly being said. They're like they don't even exist.
That's right.
And you find that today in this world, that seems like with your hard efforts and job to do good, it's like you are not even noticed. But if the evil, oh, everybody talks about goes to worship it and all of it. So it's some type of a god. You're some type of a god because of the evil that you do. And this is how corrupt the world has come, how taught the minds are today, that they see evil as being better than good. Good is boring to them, they say. And this is how Shaitan, the evil from within, the whispers from within that we're listening to, has gotten to us. And we're not paying any attention to the good. But the law is necessary. He's sending us from within. So I don't want to talk too long, but I did want to try to give Imam Shahid Shabazz a break and kind of let him kind of dry his throat, clear his mouth, and take a good breath. He's really doing some teaching there. So I do want to remind you, too, yes, you are listening to the correct radio station today. If you tuned in for Imam Shahid Shabazz, teaching the reality of the Creator, yes, this is where you are. You are with Imam Shahid Shabazz on the reality of the Creator. And again, today, we are discussing Ramadan is better than 1,000 months. And Imam Shahid Shabazz is giving a beautiful explanation of the meaning of this. Now, back to Imam Shahid Shabazz.
Thank you. I appreciate, you talking as long as you talk because, like I said, this is not one of my better days as far as, my physical and mental, but my spirit is always upbeat because Allah is life. And, we have to be purified before we can be accepted by Allah. I was listening at a DVD of one imam, popular, very known imam out of New York City, Brooklyn. And he was just mentioning how when a Muslim makes the Hajj to Mecca, Saudi Arabia and Mecca, he said, and Prophet Muhammad, he said, this, and this is where it comes from, passing peace upon Prophet Muhammad, that if you make your heart sincerely, then when you come back home, wherever you go, your home is on this planet Earth, you come back like you just come out of your mother's womb. Pure, clean, knowing no evil. A baby don't know nothing about no evil. A baby don't know no evil, see no evil, or do no evil. A baby is pure. A baby is created out of his mother's womb, and then Allah put some of his ruh, his spirit, in that baby's heart, and that baby is like an angel. That baby is an angel, in fact. Angels don't have a will of their own. Angels only have the, they are just a manifestation of the will of Allah. We are supposed to be just like angels on earth. We are only supposed to be manifesting the good of our Creator. But he said he tests us with good and evil to see which one you want. And Allah said he, I said it in that beautiful surah in the Quran of Baqarah, Allah said let there be no compulsion in religion or in the way of life he created, Islam, for everybody. He said, don't compel anybody to accept his will. Because in that particular surah chapter, Allah lets you know that he is the one that feeds but is not fed. In other words, he's self-sufficient. He lets you know that. So Allah don't need our worship. Our Creator Allah, he do not need our praise. We need to praise Allah to save our souls, our immortal soul, from the evils of ourselves and the evils of this evil, wicked world of Shaitan and his followers among the jinns whom you cannot see. They are in it, that they working together, evil human beings and the evil Satan and his followers, the evil jinn spirits, they work together, Allah say, and he said they're going to be partners going to hell together too. He said, in fact, Allah say that hell is going to be made up of human beings and stones. And there's one place in the Quran, this is serious, where Allah says to hell, fire. He say, are you full to the brim? Are you full to the brim? And then hell gonna respond back and say, are there any more to come? In other words, hell gonna be already full, but Allah got some more people to go into the hell fire. See people. There was a song that my ancestors, when I was a little boy, they used to sing a lot. And it wasn't no Christian song. It was just a truthful song. And it was called When the Saints Go Marching In. I want to be in that number. Why is that song so important? The message. The message is so important because on the day of judgment, there's only going to be very few people, as the co-host said, that's going to make it to Jannah. We should understand that, like the sister said, we people say they read the Quran, and you know, and especially African Americans, because we have most African Americans still have that slave mentality and identity problem. It's a problem. Because they want to be like everybody else but who Allah created them. They want to be an Arab. They want to be Caucasian, white, so-called white. They want to be Indian. And you'll see today most African-American people, because this is important to me too, before I leave the planet, to try to help save those from among me. Charity starts at home and then spread abroad. So African Americans, during this month of Ramadan, I want to say to you that, as one leader said, spiritual leader said, here in this country, we couldn't have been brought here by the European, so-called white man, if it wasn't in the plan of our Creator. Obama couldn't have been the president of these white United States if it wasn't divine intervention. This clown that's in the White House right now, and Donald, and you know, it was a picture on TV, a cartoon called Donald Duck, and he quack, quack, quack. So the one that's in the White House now just quacking, 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 and he couldn't be in there if it wasn't divine intervention. Why? Because people seen that this man was insane before 5 years ago. 10 years ago, this man is the same insane man, mind, that he was then. And just that shows you how insane the Muslim, the people, Christian, Jew, everybody in the majority of the people in the United States are insane. I'm going to talk about you all first, because you put them in there. You didn't appreciate President Obama, most of you, especially African Americans. Why? Because they thought that he was going to give them more money so they could get into more corruption. And I'll say this and let the co-host come back on. Allah, the Creator, say, when we forget him, that is, forget his what? Him how? Forget his goodness in us. We just forget his goodness and indulge into carnal appetites, carnal false pleasures. He said we, the human being, will fall to the lowest depths of moral degradation. And that's what has happened. People are doing things, unthinkable things. And Allah says that's another sign that He's getting ready to end the world. He say he don't change. He say when he get ready to destroy a world of people, wicked people, like most of these people, he say he first makes them demented. See, when you forget Allah, you become insane. Most Muslims are so-called they're insane. Most Christians, insane. Most Jews, insane. Most people, period, are insane. You can't deny it. The actions of the people, the majority of the people, if it's 7 billion people on the planet, the majority of them are insane. The world would not be in this evil, corrupt state if most people wasn't insane. And insane means you lost your mind, but before you lose your mind, you have to lose your soul. Because it's the spirit of Allah in the heart that gives birth to your mind or your intelligence. So when you forget your creator, you lose your mind. You go insane, crazy. And most people are outside of their mind. They are crazy. They're doing things unthinkable because they have forgotten all the good, and Allah is all good. And when we forget Allah, we forget all good people. Ain't no good. And I want to say this to you Muslims in particular, because we're supposed to be leaders in faith for all the other people. Allah says to you Muslims, especially you ones that know the Quran in Arabic and you know to speak the Arabic, he says, do you study the Quran, his final revelation, which he's protected? He don't allow evil to come into his book. He protected it. Yes, for the whole world. He protected the Quran by revealing the Quran in the Arabic or the language from him. He revealed through his angel Jibreel to his last prophet Muhammad that he sent, raised up for all mankind, and then revealed his final revelation. Because he ain't revealing no more revelation. His final revelations in the Quran is a confirmation of all of his revelation that he revealed to Prophet Esau, Jesus, or Prophet Musa, or Moses, Abraham, Lot, Jonah, all are going back to the first prophet, Adam, our father. Yes, peace be upon them all. So, you know, people, our time is coming to end. On this earth. Not too long ago, my sister, my oldest sister passed away. Allah called her home. I won't say home because I don't know. Home is bad with Allah, and after judgment, then we'll know who's going home. It just said he called her to death. And I had two sisters in Philadelphia. They passed 3 months apart. I had two nephews, my two oldest nephews, last year, I think it was in November. They passed, yes, right around my birthday. On my birthday, they had their janazah funeral. So, you know, people are leaving here fast. And death is not bad, something bad. Most Muslims don't want to hear you talk about death. Most Christians don't want to hear you talk about death. Most Jews don't want to hear you talk about death. Everybody, and it's a saying, everybody wants to go to heaven, nobody wants to die. How are you going to get to heaven if you don't die? Allah says the ungodly Jews and Gentiles, they wish they could live a life on this earth of 1,000 years. Now the Muslims are like that. In other words, Allah is saying they don't want to leave this earth. They're in these material things, material pleasures and comforts. Most Muslims are like that. Most Muslims that come here from other parts of the world, they don't come here to establish correct al-Islam according to the Quran and only the life, the Sunnah, or the life example of Prophet Muhammad, prayer and peace be upon him. They come here to get their portion of the dunya. What is dunya? Even then you can hear, I can hear, and now I'm going to bring it out. Inshallah, Allah will bless me to bring it out to you. Dunya, you can hear in the word dunya, doom. consumed when you give your life over to just material quest. I was watching the movie the other day, and this man was supposed to have been an angel stuck for law, because no, I didn't even say stuck for law, because Allah do send angels in the form of men. Anyway, then he asked this lady, "What you had three wishes? What would you want?" And the first thing she said is the first thing that most people would say. She say, "To be rich, materially rich." See, but Allah say you are rich when you give up this world and all everything in it. Then you can become rich. And he said, if you gain this world and lose your immortal soul, you're poor. You're poor. You got nothing. Why? Because what is this world and everything in it? Nothing. It's an illusion. It's not real. When you look at yourself and you call yourself a god, let alone a stuck for law, you being a god, whoever you are, you're a fool. You ain't even real. The real God, a creator, is unseen. So if you can see yourself or see something, it can't be a God. So we know that tells you in itself, there's no God but Allah. And Allah is the sister, the cross always beautifully say, is all in all. That means that his will is in everything that he created. His will, even in the evil that we do, his will is not the evil we're doing, but his will is the life in us. We choose the evil, but his will is that life in us is still in. When we do bad, his will is still the life in you. And when bad people die, just like good people die, good and bad alike got to die. So, you know, all praise is due to Allah. After this beautiful Ramadan, this is my 44th Ramadan. I thank Allah for blessing me to see, because I've been through, as the sister said, if you're going to live righteous, a good life in this world, you're going to catch hell. You're going to be forsaken by a family, and people are going, Allah say the majority of people, they're going to shun you. I'm shunned by most Muslims. Now, this we're supposed to be in the same, not a religion, but way of life. Islam is a way of life. Why do they shun me? Because I don't play with my faith in my Creator. I take faith serious, because faith is your life. Faith in your unseen creator, he's the one that give you life. If you play with faith in him, he will take the life he give you away from you. And you'll be walking around here having material things and looking at yourself saying, I'm fine, I look good. And you will be a walking illusion, fool. You're just a fool. You're out of your mind. You're lost it, you see. So, you know, people, this is going to be one of my farewell or final talks, I believe. I don't know that, but I believe that. So take heed to the message of the hereafter. You are going to give accountability for everything that you do in this world. We won't create it and put in this world just for nothing. Allah said for sport and play and just pleasure. We was put in this world to be tested and as a preparation for the real life in the hereafter, after the resurrection and judgment, and Allah's eternity. And Allah say in my conclusion for there, our people, he say on the day of resurrection and judgment, it's going to be everybody in the world, all the people he created, it's going to be like this world never existed. And Allah's world was always there. Because of, you know what? In reality, that's the way it is. Didn't I say this whole world and everything in it is an illusion? And Allah say everything in this world is nothing. People call this good. I'm good. The only one good is Allah. Allah say everything he created in this world, that created to test us. He said everything in this material world is nothing but goods and chattels, what? Of deception. Allah say this world is, and everything in it is a deceiver. It deceives you to believe it's real to keep your attention on trying to get more of it, more of it, more of it until you die and you ain't stole none to gain your spiritual life. And I said in a week ago or so, Allah says for not only the Muslims but for all people on the planet Earth, he or she that obeys Allah and his last prophet Muhammad, the revelations he revealed to him in the Quran, they have already gained the highest achievement. So if you obey your creator, Allah, and his prophet, Muhammad, because Allah says in the Quran, only the prophet Muhammad, he says, of all his prophets and messengers, he says, he or she who obeys prophet Muhammad obeys Allah. Why? Because prophet Muhammad obeyed Allah. He obeyed his wife, Aisha, may Allah be pleased with her. She said that Prophet Muhammad was the Quran in living motion in his life. His life was every page from the first surah or chapter in the Quran to the 114th. He lived Quran in his life. He practiced Quran. So the sister was saying earlier, most of the Muslims and people read the Quran, and I've given a lot of Christians Quran over the last 44 years, and you see them, their Quran look bread. I mean, you know, they don't. You can tell they read the Quran by their actions. Ain't no way you can be reading. Don't mean just reading words. It means comprehending, understanding. So if you don't understand what Allah is saying in the Quran, and you ain't trying to get no understanding, because if you want understanding and you sincerely want understanding of his will, he will bless you. He said he made the Quran easy to understand and remember. So what's the problem? Rebelliousness. It's rebelliousness. People, Muslims, want to be like the Jews and the Christians. They want to say, hey, we believe in Almighty God, but, you know, He accepts our bad. And you got a lot of Muslims that tell you, and they emphasize this to try to justify their own wrong, that the worst is Muslim is better than a Kafir, they say, a disbeliever. Allah says the worst Muslim is equal or worse than a disbeliever, because they know the truth. I mean, I'm not knowing, but they have the truth. But they study his book, and his book leads to that which is right, good, all good, and their conduct is that of hypocrisy. You see? So I'm going to give away to the co-host now, and I hope and pray that Allah bless me to have said only what he would have me to say and nothing else. Assalamu alaikum.
Waalaikum assalam. Thank you. You are listening to Imam Shahid Shabbat. Strong, beautiful teaching, profound teaching that touches your heart and wakes you up and makes you think you should, you know, take in consideration your life and how you're living it. And that's what it's for, you know. Are you living it to please the law? Are you living it to please self and to please others, your peers? This is what you need to ask yourself. Imam Shahid Shabbat, teaching beautiful today, beautiful, explain the Quran, explain the purposes of needing to study the Quran. Because that's a guide. What does it mean by a guide for us to live by? To live a life the way our lives, the way Allah wants us to live in here on earth. And to keep our tongue on this tape and falling into evil, the traps of the Shaitan. So I was listening, Imam Shahid Shabbat letting us know that we don't know whether we're going to be here in the next minute or not. So you should be constantly thinking about not just a lot here on earth, but death, the hereafter, preparing ourselves. Not just thinking about preparing ourselves for that. There's a program, I guess it's a communication program that we have going on Facebook, where you can communicate different information that you want others to see. You can send it back and forth to one another. If someone sends something to you that you think is interesting that others need to know about it, you can send it on to them. So it's called Messenger. And so everyone sends out information. And the information I think that's important and necessary and good for us, I even something that's humorous and fun and good humor, I try to send that information out to share it with others. And there are so many people that I have over 200 people, to name about 300. I can't always send it out to everybody, but I try to get to those I think might be interested and should really hear it to most of them. Sometimes I might be able to do all of them. But Muslims, not just Christians, people from all walks of life that you have on there. So it's a good way of what we call doing dawah and getting to know and read each other and getting each other to know about us and our way of life. So anyway, I'm saying to say that there's this particular brother who had come on the Messenger, and he was thanking me for the information I sent and letting me know how it really changed and helped him in his life. And so when I sent him down, he sent thumbs up to let me know that he received and he enjoyed it. You know, he sent a comment about how he enjoyed it, how good it was, how true it was, or something like that. So I sent some information out. I felt the brother really enjoyed it. I forgot that he did say he would be having an operation soon. But then time passes on you. In fact, I didn't realize it was this soon. So I hadn't heard from him in 2 or 3 days. And I said, he must be in the hospital now. I haven't heard. I said, he usually always sends a thumb up or something to let me know he received whatever it is that I sent out with. He was pleased with it, he liked it or something, and he doesn't send a comment on it here. So, and sometimes he'll send information back to me to send to others, share with others. Not, like I say, I have over 300, so a lot of us are doing it, and I have a lot more coming in, but this brother I'm reminded of because he really so greatly, he's interested in Islam, and he wants me keeping Islam, and letting him know that I'm not the best person to teach him. If I had a brother now, I would let his brother know. So Imam Shabbat, of course, I want him to be the one, but he's not on the Messenger yet. I was hoping that I could go down this month and show him himself to his phone on the Messenger so that he could too join us in this dawah. But anyway, to make a long story short, the brother was in the hospital, so he called me last night by phone, and I said, wow, you know. And he told me, he said, on the Messenger, you have what you call video phones. So I try to keep myself covered all the time because I know if the phone rings in the Messenger, you can see each other's face, the environment around you. So I'd never seen it from it before. So when I answered the phone and saw this kitchen, saw they had the name. His name is Paris Dennis. I said, wow, apparently he was in the hospital bed. So I said, wow, he is in the hospital. So he could sit there. Assalamu alaikum, how are you today? He said, forgive me for calling late at night. He said, but I needed somebody to talk to. She couldn't see. I'm in the hospital and the news is not good. So what happened is that the brother had an operation. And it's supposed to be on his back. And my son is supposed to be getting the same kind of operation, but it grew up on his back in September. But you have to be very careful with the back, because if you damage the spine, that's it. And what happened is that the doctor, they searched, and he thought his main doctor had known the date and time and all. He didn't even let his main doctor know about it. He just went on and operated, let him know he could come in and all that. And when he did the operation, he didn't have others in the room that he should have had. But he ended up messing him all up, let's say. Yes, he messed the spinal cord, and that left him not being able to move his from his legs down at all. And, of course, not being able to use his private area even to do anything. So he was all messed up, and so he was distraught. He thought he was handling it well. He said that he was in good spirits then, but I know that everything happens for me, so I don't know why this happened to me, but I know Allah had a reason for it. Even though he hasn't proclaimed himself as a Muslim yet, he still recognizes Allah and says to be praised to him and I try to send as much Islamic information as I can to keep the spirits up. Anyway, he was saying that, you know, I look, can you see my legs, sister? He said, you see my legs? He said, I can't even walk. He said, I've been trying to do days. My parents, my family, whole family see him, but just all in shock. We can't believe it. He told me the mistake that the man had made. So, you know, when I talked to my doctor, he said he didn't even know I was having the operation yet. He just sent him, referred him to me to him to get an operation, but he didn't know, let me know when he was going to do the operation. And so he said, the man, the doctor who did it, who made this mistake on him, he said he hadn't heard from him in 2 days. He said, because he knew he had done wrong what he'd done. He said, nothing but evil, just evil. He said, intentionally he did this. He was very upset, and he couldn't blame him. That's your whole life. So, of course, he's going to place a suit and all, definitely. But this goes to show that you don't know what the next moment is going to be and why it's going to be with you. Now, this man who's moving about all over, he says he's well-known in his community and all over town. I think he's lost his bearings, I don't know, but he's interested in Islam, as I said, but he has these long braids and all. And there are... And I know he had his guitar, he had his picture of it, but his guitar in his face and on his neck and long braids, and that he might not be there at all. But the point is that his life has changed completely just like that, in the blink of an eye. And he's got to adjust to not sitting in a wheelchair. So he says, I told him keep the faith, stay strong, keep our prayers. He said he was going, he said, I need to go and meditate. And I'm definitely going to keep my prayers going. I keep my prayers going. And he said to pray for him. So I'm asking all of you, I know audience, to pray for his name, his parents, Dennis, that he might be able to walk again. Because, you know, our Creator has made many miracles he has brought about on people who they said would never walk again like this. Now I know a lady who looks like this, too. Something happened to her. She's in an accident. And her spine was injured. They told her she'd never walk again. But she didn't give up hope. She believed she could. And she said, for 1 year, she worked, she prayed, she just did exercise. And all of a sudden, my dear, her legs started moving. She couldn't believe it. And she moved the other. And they came to her and looked at her. I mean, look at her. She was walking. So this lady I actually talked to. She said, I'm living this as a witness to prove that God can do anything. Let's keep your faith and believe. He said, I refuse to accept the fact that I couldn't walk. And you can't accept something for once, you know, that are negative on you. They're tested. You're always being tested. So I don't want to over-talk myself again. I thank all of you for joining us. I'm going to have to give the phone back to you, ma'am, Shahid Shabazz, now, because it's time for us to close out for today's program. Yes, in fact, we don't have any time left. I really talked over a minute more. Ma'am Shahid Shabazz, we let you prayer and close.
Yes, inshallah. With the name of Allah, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer, we thank Allah for blessing us to live to see another day, to ask Him for forgiveness, and to praise Him, and to glorify Him. And we pray that Allah will bless all of those who fast with sincerity during the holy month of Ramadan, with the blessings of Ramadan, all over the world. And we pray that Allah will bless the whole world to benefit from this Ramadan more than any Ramadan prior to this one. Because we pray that Allah bless us to realize the seriousness of the little time we got left before He called us to death. So, with that said, we say Allah is the creator. There's no God but Allah. We give all thanks and praise to Allah for all that happened in our life, because all that He do in our life is for our good. And all that we do on our own is bad. So, people, turn back to Allah sincerely, because Allah only accepts sincere worship and sincere service. You can't worship Allah without serving Allah. That's working in His service in good deeds. And He only accepts our good. We can't do bad. and think Allah going to accept that. He don't accept that. He accept repentance and change from that bad. I mean, we thank Allah.
Thank you, our radio listening audience. Join us again next week, same time, for
there's no time,
no,
like the
present, no time
to give love,
to give love
and not hate.
Just give love.
And if we could just embrace our difference,
there'll
always be something.
There'll always be something.
You know, each soul has its own goal, but to him, we all must be.